Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
The fact that you gave us life and granted us the opportunity to wake up this morning, I come to honor you. I come to bless you. I come to lift you. I come to exalt you. I come to raise you up. I come to say thank you. Glory to your holy name. Inja odae odae
odae odafe nyumbai fe odae.
Sing it for the last time. Odae odae. Father, we say thank you. Speak to us. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. Clap your hands. Give him glory. Give him glory. Now, now, come on. Hallelujah. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. Can you let me hear myself, please? John 12, verse 20 and 21. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. It's our foundation scripture. Hallelujah. John chapter 12. This is 20 and 21. Heaven is going to be the best experience that you ever had. The best place ever existed. I monitor this place. The best encounter that has ever happened in the history of humanity. The sad thing is that we don't talk about it. And
Whether you like it or not, whether you talk about it or not, it's real, it exists. And it's coming up with speed. Say amen. The end of every man will come. The end of everybody is going to come. There's no two ways about that. It's just like when you are in primary school. You feel that that is the end of it. No, that's not the end of it. Very soon you go to secondary school. Then you step into a new beginning. So you start as a junior. The moment you become a senior, it shifts to another beginning. You go to secondary school and become another junior again. With time, you rise up through the ranks and become a senior. Whilst you are just enjoying yourself, there is an end. And that end leads to another beginning. You go to the university. You start at level 100. You go there as a beginner. But with time, you rise up, and by the time you know you are level 400, you exit into life, real life, as a beginner. Begin life. Your first job, your first salary, your first car, your first relationship. Maybe I should reverse a little bit, because by the time these days, first relationship is even in class 6. Maybe class 2. Yeah. I'm not exaggerating. This is a messed up generation. There was a research done in Nigeria. A little baby, a baby of 9 months old. They felt that the baby was molested, so took the baby to the hospital for an examination. During the examination, they found a pubic hair under the knees of the baby. 9 months old baby. Somehow, pubic hair found its way into her womanhood. 9 months old. That is the generation I have been called to. I think that, you know, Noah preaching was a bit more easier than we preaching today. The people know the scriptures, and yet they rebel against the sovereignty of God's word. Who are more rebellious than church people? Tell me. More rebellious people are church people. It is very easy for me to preach to prostitutes. Within just 10 minutes into my preaching, they will be convicted by the Holy Spirit. They will weep and cry like babies. Focus, please. They will weep and cry like babies. Therefore, I stand to, you know, preach to people that believe, that washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified by the Holy Spirit, live a born-again sanctified life. Yet, I preach to those people, and it becomes a task, a burden. You are preaching to somebody where prim na come as open divorce. No matter what you say, I won't marry again. Mean tear they are woken up. What scripture again do you want to quote to such a person? Shut that thing down, please. And so everybody in this place, it becomes a privilege and an opportunity. You know, when we come to Bible study, I see that particular cloud of people as Jesus lovers. Someday I can meet everybody who feels sometimes it is an obligation to show up in church. But on Tuesday, I see Jesus lovers. People who have come out of the crowd. At least they want to develop themselves. The people I see, you know, on Tuesday are not miracle chasers. Oh, I want to talk to you. talking about that doesn't mean that miracles are not good. No, that's not what I'm saying. If a person begins to grow and mature, there are certain things that does not fascinate you. If you bring a Mercedes C-Class to me and say, Papa, this is a car that I bought by the grace of God as a miracle. Please dedicate it to me. I will do it with joy. But your excitement will tell me whether you are matured or not. How you react. For somebody, Mercedes-Benz is the biggest breakthrough. To another person that is matured, it is just one of the tools that God has given you to help you to accomplish your purpose. Am I talking to you? Therefore, those kinds of people, no, like if I sit on radio and say, those people are not enthused. They cannot be moved. Because they want to know Jesus for themselves. Those people, ladies and gentlemen, they don't care who is preaching. As long as it is the word of God. We'll be 20 years. Or a particular preacher. When we line up preachers like Reloaded, and we having, you know, different kinds of ministries and all that, the matured ones will show up as long as they are available to come and receive the glory and the word of the Lord. The rest of the people will also feel that, I don't like this preacher coming on Monday. I cannot come on Monday. I want to come on Thursday. Thursday is my favorite preacher. Those are the male lambs. There is sheep and there are lambs. And the sheep can graduate to be shepherds. Shepherds. You can have the time when you are having shepherds. Those people, no, they are not moved by pettiness. Sister Nibu Menichi, they don't care about that. Mother's Day, when I'm from young, wishing me happy Mother's Day. My birthday, when Muhammad, they don't care about that. Maturity is equal to overlook, ignore, and forgive. They have mastered that art. They have learned to ignore, overlook, and forgive. Forgiveness is not a difficult thing for them to do. They can easily forgive you. It is not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It cannot be a big deal. This is why so many relationships are dying. You can't forgive. And that becomes a problem. You know, say, if you cannot forgive over something that happened 4 weeks ago, that is 1 month wasted life in our relationship. 3 years wasted life. They come and stand by coffins and cry. I wish you were here. I wish you were alive. But they are gone. So maturity is start bearing fruits. One of the fruits of matured Christian is patience. Everybody shout patience. No, I didn't say shout it. Patience. You need that. The Bible said you have need of patience. Having done the will of God, you will inherit the promise. Everybody here, patience. You know, sometimes it amazes me how even unbelievers who are businessmen and investors have patience. They are not Christians, but they have patience. They know how to wait. They know how to invest. Yes, here Christopher Kurano. Yediyesika kweshe bibimua. Etesadi abofra edia ebru. Adiyachin osori anu ababe hese fifra. No, you don't. You know, your business are enem kwa ebibum. I'm in your business, Papa. This is why your boss is shoe box. 3 weeks in your beer, no pick up in time and meet to me. We lack discipline. You lack discipline. Patch your chance here. That's me, please. Thank you. I would love to start my service tonight with Luke chapter 24, verses number 45. Luke 24, verse 45. The Bible said in Luke chapter 24, focus, verse number 45. Only one verse of scripture. The Bible said, and Jesus opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Jesus, he opened the understanding of the disciples that they should understand the scriptures. Put it in a different version. Let's learn from the word of the Lord. In this version, the Bible said, and he went on to open the understanding of the word of God, showing them how to read their Bibles this way. He went on to open their understanding of the word of God. Every product has a manual. The manual depicts and illustrates how the product is used. Can I go further? Every product has a manual. The manual shows, describes, typifies, signifies, illustrates how to use the product. Without the manual, it becomes imperative or possibly impossible to be able to, you know, I know most of you, when you buy a product, you take the paper and throw it away with the box. Until the day that the thing jams up and you are trying to figure out how it works. Now, if it will be some man, it's a paper, no way. You're touching it, that will be, you know. There is no way. Try and error. You chima. Utimun say, you chin chimwa, tomwa, na tom. But you see, in the way of the Lord, it doesn't work like that. God has a way that he has designed for everything to work. The word of God is the manual for the woman and the manual for the man. The earlier they master it, the better for them to be able to distinguish themselves in this life. Say amen. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. So the Bible said he opened their understanding to understand or show them how to read the Bible. I think that that is the best thing that Jesus did for the disciples, apart from breathing upon them to receive the Holy Spirit. In another version, the Bible said, he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Another one says, amplified possibly, I like the amplified version. He said he opened their minds to help them understand the script. Everybody say help. Good. That is the job of the Holy Spirit. A job. Matthew 28 verse number 19 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. The Bible said, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Bible said in verse number 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have taught you, and lo, I am with you until the end of the world. If this church does not know how to give, it is because we have not taught them. Can I repeat what I said? If you don't know how to give, it is because we have not taught you. Because everything he has commanded us, we are to teach you. Acts chapter number 5, verse number 20. Acts 5, verse 20. The Bible said, he said, go ye and stand in the temple and show them all the ways or all the concept and the synopsis of this life. Teach the people all the words of this life. So when you come to church, it is not only about heaven. It's not only about heaven. It is a complete gospel, a complete message that needs to be taught to you. I need to teach you how to be a mother, how to be a father, a good mother, a good father. Maybe let me put it in a proper context. How to be a Christian mother, a Christian father. Emi yaya ma wira ho se yen sori no a aba no e fa anya effective. Se en sori fa anya effective. I don't understand why Christians are still some way in the eyes of the world. Maybe let me put it in a proper context. Some Christians are some way. I was reading the newspapers last week. I think over the weekend, Friday, I got that news. And it says that a DOPSU officer, a chief inspector of the Ghana Police Service, Ubi adi ni kuno ni na huwa semaba ni kuno bro no this that ya be report to DOPSU, you have to take care of that. And it came into the front page of the newspapers that the DOPSU officer have snatched the husband from the woman that brought the case. Wow. DOPSU officer shamelessly snatched somebody's husband. Police in any Yoruba, you can't DOPSU. Domestic violence division or unit of the Ghana Police Service. Now me do say, I sorry them go on your jiku. I sorry they would try you be by you kunusha. I will never lie to you. I thought it was only in church. Never knew that doves you for ejikuno. When people abuse their offices of trust, ye jiwudi tiye de gana mrana shawans. Not knowing, say, who no, I cannot bone. I'm doing, say, a man can't I cannot bone how. A madi any chair. Interesting. Or did it off swaje? Or did it off swaje? Anya, will you prove me? One of our gentlemen said something to me. I realize that the scripture I'm about to read to you, the next scripture I'm about to read to you, is extremely clear and true. Adia bia woni pa yena sasi so aketu ya da ho. It's true. This young man came one day to work for us in another church down the road. When he finished working for us, he sat on his motorbike and rode away. Whilst he was riding away, or Timoto Nesua Okon would do Nifi and Jen was who we see no atardia. We see atardian will be Eddie's a motu, a car, a be born or crash his foot, the name will be pain. When he parked on the born no granny. Wouldn't name no area of no granny. This weekend, the young man came to me and said, Baba, you will not believe this. I see the gentleman on the motorbike, and I'm still recovering after 2 solid years. He had 2 major operations in his leg. He tried a 9 yet the dadia bodum pin ha ha. You screw her, screw her, and join it and sold him up. For 1 year, he couldn't walk. We went back to the operation, split his leg open, removed the dadia out of it, and to help him go through physiotherapy and see if he will be good. 2 years, or 29, so. I say, the area, honor, you the Aquani pictures, Abubahuna obituary. Dead. Adia mi onma, obiyanku, obiyamodia. But, the awayana, ehuaketia. Ghana police are in show. But Nyamiya, you're a trade witch. Sometimes people ask me, do you feel God will do that? Jeremiah 2:19, your sin will punish you. It is not God. It is your own sin that will punish you. Your wickedness shall correct you. Put it in a different version. In this version, the Bible said your evil ways will get you a sound threshing. That's what will get you. Your evil, that is what will get you. In this other version, interestingly, the Bible said here, your own evil will punish you. Your own evil punishes you. To me, before I met Timano, I actually would be saying, me pel. Serious sister. Now my bone pie. My general. I general. And sana. A true sana. Yeah. Bishop Charles Ajina, sorry, when he came here, he was our last speaker in last year's Reloaded. This year, he will be our last speaker also. God willing. He said something. I said, you are thinking with your waist. You are thinking with your waist. How can a man think with their waist? I don't know what Timothy why I said, you know. But I want you to know. I don't know why I said, Timothy, you know. I would love to know. I have limited time and I would love to be able to open it and close the service. Say amen. Amen. So the interesting thing that, you know, the Bible talked about and said is that he opened their understanding to understand the scriptures. Frisa ubabe Christo ni na asamna wonti asia. It becomes a problem and a liability at the same time. Matthew chapter 13, verse number 4 downwards. The Bible said Jesus began to teach. And whilst he was teaching, the Bible said he said a sower went and sowed a seed. The Bible says some fell by the wayside and some fell and the fowls of the earth came and devoured. Fifth verse, the Bible said some fell on stony places and while you know, where there are no much earth, and forthwith when they sprang up because they had no depthness of earth. The Bible said, when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because it had no root, they withered away. And in the seventh verse, the Bible said, and some fell on the thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. In the eighth verse, the Bible said, but the other fell into good grounds and brought forth fruit. Some a hundredfold, a sixtyfold, a thirtyfold. And then he made a very strange statement. And he said, he that have ears, let him hear. And I have always said that if he's talking about these 2 years, everybody has it. So what is he talking about? He's talking about the intuition of a man. Whilst I'm speaking to you right now, I'm speaking to your spirit. I'm speaking to your soul. Between my mouth and your ear, the Holy Spirit is doing something I have no idea. I feel I'm teaching the word of God, but you are hearing what the Lord wants you to hear. This is what is happening at the same time. In verse number 18, the Bible begins to, this is my favorite parable. Among all the parables, Jesus said, this is my favorite parable. He said, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. In the 19th verse, the Bible said, when anyone hears the word of God and understandeth it not. This is the reason why Jesus will open their understanding to understand the scriptures. Wobibe Christo nino weninti asia ye kachile wunipa kurone se. E breda wubi ya hashe bereswa onti asia. Wukachile nipa se. E dahome nipa se wubreko. Wune chile no hatemu ubeba onti asia. If you tell that person, the narrow way is a very difficult way to walk on. It takes only the grace of God to do that. And that is why so many people want to worship. That is the way. We want to serve God, but in our own way. Not on the terms of God. We want to serve God in our own way. And what they mean by that is that we will go to the club and come to church. We will follow people's husbands and wives and still come to church. We will come and receive communion and still eat from the table of idols. We will still come to church and join Illuminati. We will come to church and join occult. We will come to church and still be part of a wicked sect. We will come to church and be armed robbers. We will come to church and be thieves. We will still come to church. All right. We will support you with our money. But what we do is not your business. This is why we have so many Sakawa boys in the church. Maybe it's in this place we don't see too much of them. That is how it becomes. It becomes an issue. It becomes a problem. And so Jesus opened the understanding. Now, I want to say a very common. You know, there are two. As I see, I realize, I don't know what it is. If you look at the music ministry of the church, production. It will shock you that you will find yourself in hell. Jesus will look at you and say, depart from me, thou workers of iniquity. Rebellion to my holy word, I do not want to see you. Regina, I'm very careful. Seriously. Revelation chapter 2 verse 10. Dinu kure kosi wuhum. Mema wunkwabote. Be faithful to death. Not to the end. To death. And I will give you the crown of life. Look at that. The crown of life. Nkwabote. It means you will teach up. If our life in Yakro. Until your time is ticking on us. I'm telling you. Few years ago, when I preached in Vision 1, I said a couple of times that every baby I mean preach will help you. Therefore, the Wuti and Veniagro. And I'm going to say a similitude something. Every baby, Tuesday will help you. Sunday will help you. It is when you are sitting here, they that have ears. Baby, Baba, the people that are watching online will not see me online again preaching to you. You know, because people like my father, Mwako, when they were preaching the mind of God, the heart of God, we took even their preaching for granted until they pass on and then we come to say they were great men. But the time that they were preaching, or we felt that they were noisemakers, and we felt that they were extremists in the word of the Lord. Until we free and it's work. Everybody sitting here
He's opening our understanding to understand the scriptures. Love your neighbor as yourself. You begin to understand that concept. That won't mean to know when you're meeting friend who born again. Anyone you antenad wangu maswa na wili ubin timinyaka. Jesus said in John chapter 3, verse number 3, except a man be born again, he cannot see. In other words, except a man be born again, he cannot have a revelation of the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot see. Verse number 5, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter. So let me ask a very good question before I continue. Are you born again? I mean, are you soundly born again? This is a good analysis. Sit down, check yourself. It's a self-check. Are you born again? Media age now on graduate coin. There were was on omfa. Mechina on graduate coin. A dear be on mwa and sonya me any engine sonya me any da. Chow! And so that is why Jesus said, Mom, pray. Strive to enter into the narrow gate. Because many people are also trying, but the Bible said they cannot. Luke chapter 24, verse number 13. It is a striving issue. If you come to this church, join our Bible study and our revival meetings, and you don't know this particular thing, it's rather Luke chapter 13, verse number 24. Turn it, please. Luke the 13th chapter, the 24th verse. Rather. Strive. Put it in GNT. Let me see exactly how the Bible will put it. He said, Do your best. So he opens your understanding to understand the scriptures. And grants them the grace. I didn't read it in our language. Luke 24 and verse number 45. In our language, the Bible said, "Now we'll be a word anymore. But what are some nothing? Word anymore. Gave them the power of revelation." Someone to mean tea actually, and I say, who are Hannah with the Bible of your own? You carry a Bible on your phone? Don't you think we all do? Why do you think we will be carrying all these after somehow on our phones? You have a Bible on your phone and pornography at the same time. You have a Bible on your phone and nasty things also. So I want to ask, where is the honor? The reverence. Here in the animal cream of way, and here maybe you want to know, Yamfa Quran and Yamfa Meho. How they even keep the Quran? It's a common, I will be. And that common. Ya will be. You will be something about corner, will be able to turn on a bed to 10 worry.
Saying, no saying, Mitchell is saying, we to say Barbara, eh? But now what the Yokogaria is Barbara.
You don't honor the word of God. The reference, where is that fear? The trembling, serving him with fear and with away. Where is that? Jesus, I may say, you could deep in Lulu. Our president, the pulpit can see him. Pulpit can see no more to maybe a recatahu. To maybe blue be out, catahu, watch a tree. A poor sorry could see it area. A fine Christian fellowship for Beba. You could deep in Lulu, cool rem, you could wrap pulpit in him, and to manu, I had a few steps in them cool rem. Omo, you hear me, Omo, Homer. And will be as a sign. Will be called blow sign. Oh, you bring me a sorry. Oh, the pastor of Free Mission House. And me, yes, 66 in the last years. Jaya, you drew fear, not sign, and drew her. You bet drew fear, and you had the toto, so my 10 lashes. A dear chain, yeah, now drew school. Because my school teacher is a member of our church. My class teacher is now a pastor of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, a woman. Me ni mo bi awa shimi amana kame sa. Me papa and shimi amana nkame. Din se munu wa beka ane ye den toko abu mkura mintimi and fele me sa. Ani ni dim e matu to pilo lo, pilo lo. Nanke ne yi anke beka si eji impartation. Impartation wa opopiti ni mu. In our churches, children can run and row on the altar. Because we do not even see that the pulpit is an epicenter, a glorious and a holy place where God has placed his holy name. That you cannot sleep with girls and come back to this altar. Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost killed them in church. In church. Peter said, you didn't lie to me. You lied to the Holy Spirit. The man that buried your husband will carry your body and go and bury you. Oyakemla ni chashi. Egbeshi instantly na wole na fule. It wasn't a joke. It was a serious matter. Edinyami diagro. The Christ ni pa no pe wa sorry why you quiet time. Your phone with the eye change how do we? A DM your phone is your name. We can go to all the corners. Everything on social media, we know who is fighting with who. The latest beef in town. Some of the things I think is junk and nonsense to the attention of the believer. A DM your honor. It is your man crying. A dear way, you will have to guard your attention. So, the other day, the Bible said, be careful how you see, not what you see. How? The methodology. How you see. Can I hear a good amen? Amen. Now, I proceed and finish up with my scripture. I've got about 20 minutes to close the service. And then we bring our message to a close. Say amen. Book of Ephesians. Turn your Bibles there as we read. Ephesians 4, Mama. I go in there to read the mind of God. Ephesians. Immediately after that scripture, we can proceed. Ephesians chapter 6. And then from verse number 5. Put it in our language. And whilst I read it, the Bible said, Enkwa mum fesru tie ye. Fesru ni ahu pupu in tie. Mohonemu femu wura num asem. Enfri akumem. Sedie mu yame Christo. Make asem. And I want you to follow it. Enkwa. Here he's talking about like apprentice for people who you are training, skill training. Your workers, your employees, team members, church members. He said, "Mufa sronia upupua enti mohonemu femwe wura nom asem every makume musadi amu yame Kristo." Next verse, and then the Bible said, "I like this one." I'm disyani na hani jina enye eniso somo enye eniso. The tons are born of fire in this. Yanumwe to fire in this. Most of the things that we do as acting, pretense, mimicking, gimmicks. You realize that a lot of the things are rehearsed. Enya eniso somu. Sawawa wasoni penny. Hey, you see, bibi ba One more, I was so many, you know. It will shock and amaze you. The Bible said the other day, John chapter 12, when the scripture said in verse number 43, he said, you like the praises of men rather than the praises of God. You are too excited. You love when men praises you. Bless your heart. When men praise you, put this in you until let's see what he says. In this one, he said, they love human approval. Rather than the approval of God. This is why I tell the gospel musician, don't be carried away by Indiano. Don't be carried away. Enipa. Enipa beti mi ahuwa huwa. Saani ahuwa huwa ebony. Ehuwa huwa da sibre jwamana. Ombe huwa huwa. Yeah. Omu huwa huwa terrible nchaka. It can't go out of my mind so soon. The Pulele man was like the most famous man in the world. Iti ya na mehebo isi ya be ya omfio se de adedona na ona na Pulele echemu lele pu echemu. A chum. Whoa, what I will be chum. When I look at me, mommy, and mama, our brimu picture, and I'm hearing mommy right now, who is any chum on a daily basis, you chum. Penny penny sword, your sister. When you're in a baby, I tell you. And yeah, I want to put it this way. Sometimes, would you say, yeah, woo, yeah, woo, yeah, I'm a coffee, you draw, you are joking. Mimi kubume die. And I want to go good, yeah. Ubiye kubune mkonta. I keep telling the people in the team, and I said, if you feel that, you know, osuma osuma oboamia, you are lying. This is why so many people are not blessed, even though they have followed the grace of God for some time. Eniso. This is why so many may say, "Your trust our funeral brochure, no, you read the papa, you are this, that." Eniso. Papa nankasa was sorry no tia semu awachira. Obete shock. When Kwamla Duma died, I'm not reminding anybody of pain. When Kwamla Duma died, certain people that attended his funeral, I believe that Kwamla will be shocked that they showed up. Because those people, most of them didn't even want to see him. When he had that BBC opportunity, and he was the face of BBC to the World Cup in Brazil, a lot of people were crossed. Yet, they showed up at his funeral and gave compliments and tributes. Shocking. Eniso. Sometimes people even come to church just to register their presence. But, the heart, the motives, the conscience, heart motive, conscience. Can you repeat that with me? The heart, the motives, the conscience. Can we start? The heart, the motive, the conscience. For the last time, the heart, the motives, the conscience. And then as we persist away, people will be away, Juma. He said, twins, see, a talk car, the PUB or driver, dressing nicely. It really amazes me that we meet a very sweet, loving young lady, or born a home order in a sorry, or dressing nicely, and all that. We marry that person and we go and molest that person. To make, Obi, or Honma, would know, he is suffer. Wari ababa wa kama wa sore koburu no jijano dinatem. Uvianu afaba abru babe kame tu nini. I don't believe it. Don't even bother yourself. This is why nipa bebre primo akuma kenyam samu omeima. They don't want to hear it. He said, "Wa brabo no." Eri usubani yesuban fun. We don't want to hear it. Me see, Sister Dorinda, let me tell you very, very simple again. If your husband is not a Christian to you, he cannot be a man of God to us. Yeah, ukurani ni tifie wa yesofo, but who say we ye Christo niya omfatasu wa yesofo. Without being a Christian, you cannot be a pastor. Anamebua. You are rather, you know, a Christian first before any other thing. You know, you did Christ and I'm with you. O brene huase, o jo. Brene huase kume, mohemi na munsiyame. Yeah. He made himself of no reputation. Took upon himself the fashion of a slave. Rather, our generation, everybody is trying to be something. I am this, I am that. I am, you know, I wear this. My perfume is like that. My shoe is this. You know, we take a picture and we outline. You know, makeup by this, hair is that, shoe is this. Yeah. Jesus made himself of no reputation. Took upon himself the fashion of a slave. In other words, he heals people, perform miracles, and tell the people, don't tell them that I healed you. Don't tell them that I healed you. He answered the herb, catch and say, one tin and nina, tin and nina. Hey, who is zero? When you're me and you, when you're more person, you're far. Isaiah 42, verse 6. God does not share his glory. Isaiah 42, 6. I, the Lord, have called thee in my righteousness. I hold thy hand, and I will keep you. Which one is this? 42, verse number 6. Come to verse number 5. No. Let me get it for you because this is Bible study. All right, go to verse 8. Let's see. Okay. I am my glory. I will not give to another, neither my praise to a bosom. Tegana hania wiyahua wa bosom. Kikenzi mu. Yana ma bosom. Ona na ma bosom diya no maya mo me. Huh? Asi mi bisa mo. Ni ama ye na nusu kakele ya to mi mi deko ye ko ye deye wadanzuma. Ona na ma bosom na ma. Because it's a godless generation, godless leaders, godless citizenry, heartless, lawless, faithless, prayerless. Christopher Sangran a bompire. Let me be a brabant on your bompire. Uko y uko da, uba sodden or nine no numna aqua juma, tamben on your bompire. I want to ask you, it will shed a quantum of prayer in your spirit cry in your low. So what is your call? The Bible said, until a man denies himself and pick up his cross and follow me. Put back down the scripture, you know, Ephesians chapter 6. But before we get out of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number, 6. Look at that. He said, not with eye service, as men pleases. Eye service, pleasing men. Eye service. A dear way. The Bible said there was a man by the name Uzzah.
they brought the ark of the Lord from the house of, you know, Ahimelech. And the Bible said they sanctified one of his sons to keep it for 20 years. The ark was in there. David went from to the ark, the house of Ahimelech, to go and bring the ark of the Lord after 20 years. One of his sons, by the name Uzzah, he was a child of a priest. The Bible said that when they were going, one the chariots, upon Konua, Yadi, Evradia for him, Kano, and Nasa, upon Madakan, and Cicero, and Muaribaku Finti, and Nakanebe Tofam Nasofono, Ebano, Okosa, and Nakanim, he was in your chimney. At that time, no, as he will feel from Vigilion, 1 pound. Never cleaned it. You was a CA, Fanese Haifi, Ubi Ampra. Now my father is my president. Oh, Papa, there be into me, my emperor, into me, my emperor. I want to be my emperor. And I never fear what I and I want emperor. You know, that is how it works. That is how it works. Men pleasers. Hey, me say, I rather hear the truth. Man, you my pen come any moon to me for. Now me know that the end is so unserious. Me and Sana waba. And yes, sir, waba be you me free. Yes, we are Baba be Yime Frim. And the NFS would be a popo or do any of Brasier, a sumukno. Mura, but you are near causing a year with a Nenchin woman, a cool woman, a bibi cherimuana, you know. And you do the other things also, honoring the man, just love the man. Yet here I was, is if yes, is here, and I said, we compare. Why are you here? No, on a bemanate, or my will be a means. No compare. Kone jume mo. He said you weni ne yire ye. O bafe o kasano wa dene ne mo. Ye weni hiya. Ubi dene ba yire ku Dubai. Ewrani ya kone sa kubiye. Ano na beti iti ubi ba. No. Ubi dene ubi ne ye ku Dubai. Ano ya kwen grofod ko. Holiday with New York, we get here. Ukromu, eh? Sugago Benny, Aqua. Now, Benya Sugago Benwak. Ubenya Sugago Benwak. Sugago Benyan Wako. Wouldn't have nice roads to Anwa Kupi Sugago. Could you then swing Uncle Hin Suyan was our chabby? Ubenya Sugago Benwak. Hallelujah. Stop, we compare people. You see, I'm not going to say, win this car, Empo. Win this car, what about sorry, cry, win the boo. And it's the end, it's only more. You see, boys in them will say, okay, life in the night is any of it is school, cry, JDI. Just go to the Kopeska. This is how we are portraying. We'll be Baha. No, but whom you could draw me by them, see me by the so see papa, you know, for myself, or ban what you see that by me say, You are a good son. Good son says, see what the envelope were back, and not a chance where you're a good son. This is why some of the fathers cannot rebuke anybody. You have been bought. Same thing when the politician steps into your space. You do not hear my cancer. Maybe cancer. Then found the my opportunity to preach the gospel, but the cano creno now pay open ye free so. But the truth, you will hear it. I'm for her, be for her. Untia ubiti. I'm for her, be for her. It will come to you 1 month, I'm crying. I can't you know what you. If I say, be a one hour and I turn canny, I'm here, they hear screens, you know, I toy and I'm going out. And yeah, winning one can talk. Me preach, I'm going to have a foul organ coffee. Preach, I'm going to have a tumble organ. So, I'll suffer back. We will suffer in Mario. Be a case of Papa and Baba, whatever.
pulpit, instruments, flowers, a watch, a clock, or fine. You see, that crowd of Pamo Hana suffering your baby free, Takura de Bai. What do you mean, General? Said, today is a great day today. I'm going to say, I'm going to say, O tam flowers, no tam pulpit. We tam a yinu a tam. E bobe no numo mo ba sorry hone wo na yent. Itu jesa ne na mu yeni na yeni so men pleases we pesofo intin watu table or pesofo intin watu we enomne adie. Me say eni amo demo ni ema beko. Pesofo. Praise be numri adia ne tires adia ne we anu adia ne we anu adia ne we the basket e ba ne we the basket e kon we the basket aso fo ba ko no no adia ne dudu asen we betimi adi ha men pleasing Christo sum na e kwa ni so aso ya ba ni ya button so ya you know confidro nya ma ye no ba li ala mala mala ele mash Confidro by a libabosha, kibabo, me, hey! When I be shine you, when I be shine. Men pleasers, eye servers. When we started fixing CCTV cameras, then I realized how hypocritical people have become. Do you know that CCTV cameras can even pick sound, voice, or kasa? The cameras can pick it. Yeah. And I could hear people talking. And I have recordings of how people talk, what they talk. And when they see you, they switch and become another person. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter number 20, verse number 12. According to their works. According. The Bible said, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. Look at verse number 13. Interesting verse. The Bible said, and the sea gave up their dead, which were in it, and the dead and hell delivered up their dead, which were in them, and they were judged, according to every man's work. The Bible said in 14 verse, dangerous verse than all, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And the last verse, the Bible said, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Very soon the Lord will be standing before judgment. Jesus said a parable and talked about a rich man and Lazarus. And then he concluded the parable by saying, the rich man died and was buried. Lazarus died and was carried by angels. That doesn't sound mysterious to you. And the Bible said, and in hell,
they heard a cry of torment. Sister, any story? Any story? A dear Ebano, I know what day. You to me, tell us some right now. I know what day. As I see it this way, Ebena is a robber. A dear beer, you who Ebeshe. Ebena near say. First Thessalonians chapter 5, I close with that. First Thessalonians. Chapter 5. Thessalonica Nguma Idika Etinum. And finish up with that. First Thessalonians chapter 5. Let's read from verse number 6. In verse number 6 of that particular verse, the Bible said, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. In the 7th verse, the Bible is, for they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that are drunken in the night. And in verse 8, the Bible said, but let us who are of the day be sober. Second time mentioning that word. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. And then he goes further in verse number 9 and said, for God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. In the 10th verse, the Bible said, who died for us? That whether we are alive or dead, we should live together with him. In the 11th verse, the Bible said, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. In other words, when we meet like this, we should comfort one another, encourage one another with these words. In the 12th verse, the Bible goes further and said, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord. The Bible said, and admonish you. In the next verse, the Bible said, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. And be at peace. And be at peace among yourselves. Be at peace. I do not even want to speak too much about that particular because this is a very similar scripture to Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 7, which we read on Sunday. You know, with the Bible said, remember them that have rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the end of their life or conversation. Let me tell you, so many people are preaching powerfully, but their children are not born again. Because one thing says, of mass money. Obevia, come on. Or your popo ganja man will school. The chili is a microphone. Or shit. Shiman and ESA Kumo. Or the name. We make intercession for pastors' kids. Because the enemy have, you know, raised his eyebrow in that fraternity. Serving in the house of God. Also preaching the heart of God. Becoming a blessing to other people. Am I talking to you? Yeah. And you see here, Christopher Kekou. Say you fear, you Christopher. Our home is a Christian home.
You know, I had somebody sit on radio and said, Oba party ni no mo nse nye pone. Wow. Very interesting. Mini are your papa ne siya. Enye pone. Yeah. Your papa ne siya. 3 John chapter 1 verse 11. 3 John 1 11. The Bible says, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God. He that doeth evil has not yet seen God. In this language, the Bible said, Odofo enrebo ninsia. Nemo mwe papa nishia. Diya waya papa nufri winyankupo mo. Na dia waya bone no onyanhunu nyankopon opirichi ko kan heaven onyanhunu nyankop. Hallelujah. Nitime tu bimona na yene na huahua se watomona edawenim utie wuni obi yade yensisi efri wadwene. Try as much as possible that you are fair and on the right. Because God will judge between you all the time. I'm telling you. As I close the service, I want everybody to understand. Time is not on our side. If there is something that is too rare and too precious, it's time. What time or so? And famously, when you hear what you what time or so? I know a preacher who fell on the 24th or 25th. You know, fell 24th, 25th on the altar, brim, and died instantly on the altar. Time or so? Time or so? And it fulfills the word of God. Job chapter 14 verse 5. It fulfills the word of God. Psalm 90 verse 12. So teach me to number my days, that I will apply my heart unto wisdom. And so God will bless you. There's no two ways about that. He will cause you to flourish. He will prosper your ways. He will make your enterprise, you know, successful and highly significant. The Lord will grant you favor. Wealth will come to you. Your business will thrive. Your enterprise will, you know, surge and soar. You will go to the zenith, to the apex. I'm telling you, Dorinda, you are going to see, you know, the biggest modern and most exceptional medical center. Then you will know the significance of your medical practice. God will do that. And all you way no no can who say or do be batimo who did you me onum and having a nice time. The Bible is Abranti Ababawa. Can who say be a wo ye na when you made a timu. You will drive nice cars. You will build nice houses. I will come and dedicate your house, your third house, your fourth house. Yeah. God will give you breakthrough. You will be the best. So we are shoe shine, you will be the best shoe shine. Yeah. We see Daniel. What diamond will be the best in this country? Yeah. We are businessman. We are businesswoman. Your business will flourish like the rain pouring down. God will grant you that grace. But Kaihunu said, be aware, why you know, and also want to go. Bring back the Ephesians chapter 6, and there is a verse. There is one verse that I would like to read. Go to verse number 7, and go, you know, not that I service and men to please men. The next verse, interesting, look at this. The Bible said in the next verse, focus, let's work.
The Bible said, knowing that whatsoever good thing that any man doeth, the same shall receive of the Lord, whether he be bound or free. Turn it into our language. Interesting way how he puts it. The Bible said, Namunim said, Papa will be a beyeno. Akua wo. What is you? Onuara benya aketia. Onuara hoa aketia. Ubenya. Is it Muna, my master? Oh, that's good. That's good. Akua wo this you? Onuara hoa aketia na ubenya. Enuara hoa aketia. En ubenya. Ewe uradensem. It is aketia ne die. Would you, whether you are born again or aketia, is waiting for all of us. If you look at how we put it, we'll be a deboyenia or friend a kwa. We'll be one kwajia or friend or this year. But aketia ne die. E winya mensem. Waiting for us. And can we go as sorry, and you are buying in your culture. Now what tell us? Into your illegal connection, now what tell us here, sir? I get to you, okay? Yeah. Why might you bank of who's got Mount Van Gogh? Go and pay. We've been so fifthly, Samuel. I dear me who know what Christopher Hone said, Mr. Sampong, they are very quick to make friends. And after they have made the friends, they start fighting. And they will fight for a long time. Very quick to make friends. Oba so they are no abefa Adam for. I feel you start to see what you want. You no corner cause of my mission. No cause of my mission. What you say? I know what you say. Then he was asking me, why is it that sometimes when people go to churches, they want to make their way to the leadership? They want to make friends with the leadership. They are not satisfied until they make friends with the leadership. But honestly, I have seen mature people. There are people in this church I have never spoken to. It was only on Sunday that I had the privilege to shake Mr. Sambon's hands. Give him, say, hello, sir. There is a family here. I have never spoken to them. Husband, wife, children, they come to church, especially on Sunday, Tuesdays. But I have never said hello to them. They are not interested. They didn't come for a personality. They came here for John chapter 12, verses 21. We want to see Jesus, not you. I remember there was a young preacher when we started W3. He came here. He was from East Legon. And he came here. Then I said, oh, we ain't going to make me also. He said, I don't want to know you. I don't want to know you. I want to know the Lord. Don't give me favors. Don't treat me with preferential treatment. Let me just sit down and enjoy the service. Forget about the fact that I'm so full. He comes, he sits somewhere there, he's off. Ubi wa onu munsuwa weye, or the table, he ba. Osa, nam pese mi huza anope ye, pipa table yi huwa na. Se table yi ozo me tobra mi breye, na ye pese mi huza se, ne price pa me towa Germany oso ne nye yize. Stand to your feet, let's clap. Clap your hands for them. Alpha and Omega, Shazin and Yami, Unima Dienina, Nauna. Is that right?
For his grace and his mercy. Can I hear you? Can I hear you? Latros feranos. Mregadeko vrenos prehet keskirohos. Rahada kadenene matonda karis. Priri kafronde kadizisi. Prarakadeko shada krene zilabaha. Hey! Mamin showeni gosiasie. Yakadu! I want to please you to the end. I want to please you to the end. My God, my God, my God. Jesus. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Asila baba kanada nabaha. Somebody ask the Holy Spirit, stir me again, revive me again. Stir me again. Can you open your mouth? We need a revival, a stirring of the Spirit. Yeah, we need a banana ko shebri kadus. Avindo komranda kavinde katanda redo do basura antitada. Hey! Rababo shanada. Azielelelebo. Oh my Lord. I see the little man. I just read the Bible. Every request you can. God is faithful. God is faithful. God, your Father is faithful. Akadele nobo shanda da kanono. Si ala mandana da rekodada. I'm going to do something very unusual as the Holy Spirit leads me. Can you pick up your bag? Everybody walk to the altar. Walk to the altar. We want to present your enterprise before the Lord. And you may be aware. No matter what is going on, the changing phases of the economies of the nations of the world, God is still a supplier. Who supplies all needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can think, ask, or imagine. Instead of complaining, lift up your eyes to the hills of your help. Supply comes from the Lord. Yeah. You and if you Ghana buying any abrochida buying, so God is faithful to do too powerful for his children and for his people. He is able to turn situations around. Obi a wujina ha wajuma ne bag ne ekuta uno. Wisika asambe bag ne ekuta uno. I want you to cry out before the Lord in the name of Jesus, and then get the oil ready. I anoint everybody. Kutabra doska, rababa dumara katuse. Hey, shashada da da kada. Unyametiase sister, unyametiase, unyametiase. A candle of Bosha Rabba de Bahante Ziala Mandos Kiko Banana Baha Rabba de Kosi Igando Lobosh Hazana Danabaha. Can I hear you now? Raise your voice to the God of miracles, to the covenant keeping God. Ashando lolobo, Rama baba noho, Zia la manaba, Wenyaminti as a sister, Kibo hosh. God is faithful, able to do exceedingly. He can turn the situation. And then I am speaking to business people. I'm speaking to people who want to do something. You want to do big things for God, big things for the kingdom. I lift you before the Lord. Glory! Whether you are a career man or a career woman, I lift your business before the Lord. You travel around. Ufaniema bagana ha. Utoniema. Whatever the situation, I declare. Professor, I declare the move of the Spirit of God upon you. Let God show you His glory. In the name of Jesus. Bring all you here. Keep Paro Hoska. Hakite, I declare, it is well with you. May the hand of the Lord go with you. May the hand of the Lord go with you. May the Lord bless your enterprise. May your business thrive. Adie bia odo wonsa be kama nnye from inshira enye prompro. Wonya me inshira no wantin ne mo nchira. Ebrade ma na nsa so wo so. Woma mfaso emra wo so. In the name of Jesus I cry. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. In the name of Jesus. Go and you will increase with Abrahamic increase. The Lord will make you like Abraham. You will become very, very rich. Genesis chapter 13 verse 2. You will become very rich in silver, in gold. You will become very rich. The Lord will make you wealthy. Favor your cause. Bless your enterprise. Grant you grace. May the blessings of Almighty God come upon you as never before. Bless you. Bless you. In the name of Jesus. Idea be any idea the Lord has given you, may He cause it to flourish. In the mighty name of Jesus. May the Lord prosper, prosper, prosper. Yeah. I declare that you may prosper as your soul prospereth. In the name of Jesus. Receive his glory. Receive his favor, sweet. Yeah, may the Lord elevate you, sweetie. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord favor you, sir. Ma'am, God lift you, bless you, sir. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord continue to show you his mercy. May he prosper your cause. In the mighty name of Jesus, may you never lack. In Jesus' name, may you never run dry. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord cause you to enlarge, expand your course, lift you in Jesus' name. May God establish the work of your hands. Yes, may the work of your hands be established. In the name of Jesus, may he elevate you in Jesus' precious name. I declare you favored, blessed, blessed, totally blessed. In Jesus' precious name. You kept your word, you are a man of your word. Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, may the generosity and the benevolence of God be your portion. In Jesus' precious name. Can you put your hand where I placed my hand? Now I prophesy. According to Ezekiel 37 verse number 4. May the Lord command his blessing upon you and show you his glory as never before in Jesus' precious name. May the Lord cause what you stand for and what you do to abound and spread. May heavens open up upon you. I command increase to you. I command increase to you. Increase on every side in the name of Jesus. Now I declare no weapon formed against you will prosper. The Lord will defend his name on your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Stand, let's close. Stand. You know what I me and Paul. Me too, Shavra, then, sir. We're different, be yenshida. We feel be yenshida. Yeah, we're fitting a be yenshida. But in count, sickness will not come near your dwelling. Diseases will not come near you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will preserve you in Jesus' mighty name. When you leave this place, God will give you an idea, a business idea, a creative idea. God will open doors for you. Your helpers will meet you in the name of Jesus. You can have an idea, but God also gives capital. May the Lord favor you with capital in the name of Jesus. Go and excel. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Clap your hands to the Lord. Ah, glory to his name. Lift up your offering and let me pray over your finances before we leave here. Everybody online, the numbers are going to be on your screen. You can join us in that fashion. I declare in the name of Jesus that you will never run dry. May the favor of God and the increase of God be your portion. Like never before in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Come and engage the altar of God. Run to the altar. Thank you for coming tonight.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.